Well, it's Tuesday, March 9th, and I want to do a quick update on the variant situation. I haven't been updating the map that much because the numbers are basically getting too high to add them. Helix came out with an update a few days ago, actually it's 4 days ago now. And that data indicated that in Florida, over 40% of the PCR positives now are positive for the B.1.1.7 variant. And nationwide, that's in the neighborhood of about 25% now. It's got a doubling time of about 10 days. So it will become the majority of the PCR positives nationwide this month. And the numbers will continue to increase very dramatically. I wanted to give a quick update on that variant that is acquired, E484K. As you recall, there was one example at a nursing home in Oregon, where, you know, there were three elderly patients who were positive for the variant. Only one had E484K. Subsequent reports indicate that the outbreak was in Portland. And there were likely more. They talked about 13 positives, but I'm not sure all of them were at the outbreak, but it's more than the three. But so far, they've just identified the one, but it probably has to do with how hard they're trying. You know, basically, these are quasi-species, if you recall. There were three sequences, and each one was slightly different. One was missing the third deletion. One was kind of the normal constellation, and one had E484K. In all likelihood, they all had E484K. They just weren't the most common signal at that position. And so there was probably more at that nursing home. Since then, a second case was identified in New York City. That ended up being a recombinant, so it basically acquired the E484K, but it lost the N501Y as well as the I guess A580D. So two nearby mutations were lost in exchange for the 484K. Yesterday, the Pandemic Research Lab did an update, and there were three more in New York. Two that were the same recombinant. So there's three now that are the recombinant with, they're still listed as B.1.1.7, but they have lost a couple of the markers that happened in the process of picking up the E484K. And then there was another one in New York that was the same as the one in Oregon. And it basically has a more typical full data set with E484K added. I wasn't really sure how to do the map because there is the other variant that's been reported in New York that also has E484K. It comes in two versions. One's got E484K, the other's got S477N, very close to each other in the receptor binding domain. And the report, PRI is now updating weekly, and they usually do it very early in the morning on Monday. And this Monday, yesterday morning, they had 155 new UK variants. These are all in New York City. And then they had 226 of the New York variant with E484K and another 143 with S477N. So they really had 369 new New York variant cases. I looked the helix data, which lists a lot of sequences that haven't been released yet. So you don't really get the sequence, you just get the lineage. And that data indicated that this particular New York variant, which is B1526, is showing up in New Jersey. It's in even higher levels in eastern Pennsylvania and Florida. It doesn't distinguish between the two different versions. You know, once the sequences come out, you can see how much are E484K and how much are S477N. And it's likely that the E484K is about twice the frequency of the other. It's pretty clear that there will be some serious vaccine resistance by these mutations. The 1526 is at a higher frequency than these relatively small numbers of the UK variant that's picked it up. That's picked up the E484K, but the vaccine resistance is probably going to give a significant advantage, and so the frequency of sequences with these changes is going to continue to increase.